Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off Hour 2 of the Thursday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that all of the features on the freetalklive.com website are completely free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their site. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Matt in Israel. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi guys, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, doing great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking Monday and Tuesday about persuading liberals. Well, I have a confession. I was a liberal. I was pretty socialist, too, myself. You know, I believed in welfare, Medicare, the whole thing, the whole package. And actually, you guys, you're part of the reason that I switched to a liberty-minded approach.
What was it that persuaded you?
It was a number of things, but basically, yeah, you were talking about, you know, approaching. I still really care about helping, you know, it's all about helping people and basically, you know, helping the weaker, helping the poor. That's your key concern when you're a liberal. And, well, sooner or later you get to a realization that basically free market and freedom and no government to back anybody up, that's the fairest situation you can get.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, the best way to help the poor is to free them from the constraints of the government, to free them
exactly,
from government regulation, to free them from government taxation.
Every time you create, you know, every time you have some element of force, centralized force, someone's going to use it in bad ways. And that's something that's hard
true.
To get. I mean, when you're a liberal and you talk to, you know, when you have social conventions and all that, and you talk about welfare and everything, you don't really understand that somewhere along the line it's going to go bad. Something is going to happen, and it's going to spoil up because it's a bureaucratic system.
Right.
It's complicated. It's overloaded.
Well, plus, basically, even so, I mean, even from the very beginning, when things are going well, it's still funded by force.
Yeah, and that's a problem, too. But
true.
Plus, another factor
true,
on...
But, I mean,
go ahead.
You don't see the force element because you're thinking, you know, you're seeing the good cause at the end.
Yeah.
Right? So...
Yeah, and the government is great about, for instance, if you look at President Bush or Clinton, if you look at some of their recent State of the Union addresses, in a lot of the cases, they'll find somebody in the crowd, have them stand up and point them out as a beneficiary of the government. They'll say, and here's Mrs. Smith. She has been on government welfare for the past year, and hers is a success story. They're great about pointing out the success stories, but what they never point out, of course, is the 1,000 people that were taxed or the 100 people that might have lost their jobs because of the tax increases or whatever the government, the carnage, essentially, that was created to help Mrs. Smith. They don't focus on that.
Well, the point I was trying to get to is that I think it was Mark who said that usually there's no point even talking to liberals. You know, there's no point. You won't be able to convince them.
I think that I was reading the article where they said that there was no point in talking to them because I don't think that that's so. I don't feel that way today, at least. If I said that the other day, I've certainly lots of crazy things have come out of my mouth and. I can't totally deny it because my memory stinks, but...
I think that actually working, you know, trying to reach to the left is actually a very good idea. I mean, Ian, you were talking about algorithm a couple of days ago, and don't remember it, and, you know, they call themselves left libertarians. Do you know why?
Do I know why? I don't recall.
They call themselves left libertarians because their approach was to join forces with the anti-corporate left wing. That was their approach because, I mean, if you look at corporations, you know, and you know, as a tree-hugging lefty, you look at corporations an awful lot. And as soon as you discover, you know, that corporations are actually just another symptom of government, of an economy controlled by government, that really makes a whole difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really amazing when the when liberals will call for more regulations, more rules to be placed on businesses.
Right. Hey, I did it. I did it myself. You know, I did it. I demonstrated here myself, even, you know, for more regulations on business. without even realizing, you know, but then eventually you realize, damn, I mean, corporations, they're just going to, you know, bribe someone or go above it. And it's the small businesses you want to support, you know, they're going to be the ones buried under the whole regulation system.
Who would have thought that Walmart, for instance, remember this story from earlier this year, who would have thought that the Walmart CEO, one of the high-end guys in Walmart, would come out and advocate a raise in the minimum wage? I mean, liberals were shocked when they heard this news. Of course, they were shocked and pleased. They like the idea of raising the minimum wage. In fact, you're going to see Democrats introducing that concept coming up in 2007, and Walmart is behind that. Well, the reason why is because Walmart can afford to pay above the minimum wage. They do pay above the minimum wage. Here in Keene, they start at $7.90 an hour at Walmart.
Yeah, and then they bury the competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The mom-and-pop businesses can't pay much above minimum wage, and so those are the businesses that are going to get taken out as a result of a raise in the minimum wage, Walmart.
Let me tell you something. There was an election not just a while ago over here, and the minimum wage, that was a big topic. That was a huge topic. I mean, that basically the one party ran with it really strong, and then, you know, everybody needed to adopt a standard. It's so pathetic to watch it. I mean, the political system is so narrow-minded. It's always centered upon one issue and everything. And
sure, and if you're against the minimum wage, then you hate people. I mean, that's what the message is. If you're against the minimum wage, you must hate poor people, which is not true.
I know. And the thing that bugs me the most is when you try to talk about rights, and in the United States at least, you have discussions about it. In here, rights is not something you even discuss. I mean, if I try to say, well, by instituting the draft, you're oppressing me, I'm a traitor.
Right. There's no such thing as rights there in Israel, huh?
No, man. And I'm telling you what, I wanted to apply a permit to get a handgun. I mean, I think it's wrong that I need a permit anyway, but I wanted to get a permit, and apparently I can because I refuse to be in the army.
Okay.
And I tell the people, I say to people, well, look, you know, I wanted to have a handgun, and the government will not know why because I didn't serve the army. They say, well, that's a good thing. You weren't in the army. How can you be responsible with a weapon, you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, the approach they come with. If you feel oppressed there in Israel, all you have to do is go to freestateproject.org.
There you go. Yeah, that's the only chance. I mean, there are people worldwide that are members of the Free State Project. I don't know if there are any other Israeli memberships. There may be a few.
Yeah, it might be the first.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. There's a number of them in Europe. I think there's a few in Australia as well. Some of the old Baltic kind of former Russian states. Some people signing up from there. But also, one of my favorite contradictions with liberals, for instance, is if you are talking about how you want to get the government, when you're dealing with liberals and as far as one of the things, with welfare, for instance, let's take this issue. If you advocate for the end of government welfare and you say, well, look, and they'll say, well, what about the poor people? And you'll say, well, charities will help the poor people. Charities, people voluntarily giving money. And the liberal will shoot back and say, well, people are selfish. They're not going to give to charities.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. That's what I realized. You know, the first reasons I became a liberal is because I'm a very humane person. It's very important to me, you know, to believe in the goodness in the nature of men and everything that. And then after a while, I realized, damn, being a liberal just spoils it because suddenly everybody is selfish. Everybody doesn't care about nothing, and that's not why I came interested in politics in the first place. And I mean, then I realized that yes, charity, yes, a free market situation with no government. People, I believe now that people are, you know, essentially they're good. They're going to want to help.
This is the key issue, and this really breaks down to liberals and conservatives and other people as well who don't identify by one of those labels, but a lot of people believe in their heart that people are bad. So that's the mindset that this liberal has, a liberal that comes back at you with, they come back at you with, well, your people aren't going to give to charity. Well, wait a minute, that must mean you think people are bad by nature. And if you think people are bad by nature, then why on earth would you want to give them positions of power for them to be in seek of? Thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you. See, it's like, if people are good by nature, then we don't need government because people are good by nature. If people are bad by nature, we definitely don't need government because then the bad people are going to try and get into government. And they are. More's on the way. Your show, you take control. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft-talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Achoo!
Uh-oh, it's cold season again, and we aren't the only ones whose joints ache. When we come back, I'll tell you how to prevent pain in the body automotive. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Just like human bodies, automotive systems are also challenged when the mercury drops. For example, your car has CV joints which connect transmission to wheels, like your hip joints attach torso to legs. People are born with the fluid that lubricates this connection, and cars come with it from the factory. But over time, both can lose it due to age or injury. CV joints are especially vulnerable in winter when their protective rubber boots are brittle and tear more easily, allowing precious lubricant to leak. To prevent the blues caused by broken joints, include CVs in your winter inspection. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. And that does include live streams, so you got a broadband version to choose from and a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit virtually any internet connection. In fact, we had a guy call in last night who said he was listening through his cell phone internet connection to the dial-up feed. Said it worked great over that connection, which is just fantastic. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all those features, all completely free.
1-800-Flowers helps celebrate the holidays with a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece delivered same day, any day. And you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL and receive 10% off your next order. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code FTL.
So I was looking at the Free State Project statistics as far as who has signed up from what country, since we had Matt on the line from Israel a moment ago. I just was curious. There are three people in Israel who have signed up for the Free State Project. Now, the most popular country as far as foreign countries outside of the United States for signups is the United Kingdom with 43 signups. 22 in Sweden following the... Oh, excuse me, I forgot Canada. They're 63. 22 in Sweden.
Yeah, I would have taken Sweden only simply because I didn't think of Canada.
France, 17 signers. Let's see, Brazil, 11. Australia, 12. And then the rest of them are all pretty much under... India's got 10. Everything else, every other country, is beneath 10. So, kind of interesting. People from all around the world, part of the Free State Project. People, can you imagine that commitment? I mean, you think it's a big deal for Free Talk Live to move from Florida to New Hampshire, a 1,500-mile trip. Imagine moving from Romania, Qatar, Poland. These people signing up in all these countries, Nigeria even.
Anybody in Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein.
Doesn't seem likely.
Negative. Nobody in Liechtenstein.
Not a very big place.
Yeah, one person in Hong Kong. 800-259-9231. One person in Hong Kong deciding to leave the most economically free place to go fight for freedom.
Sick of the oppression.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to the phones. David in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it seems like the Libertarian Party could use some better marketing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, people don't seem to know what the name means. They don't know what a libertarian stands for.
Well, I mean, are you shocked? Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I just think it's a shame.
It is, but marketing costs money, and the Libertarian Party doesn't exactly have a lot of money either.
That's true. You know what? When you're trying to sell a product, though, there's one thing that is really important, and that's what you name your product.
Okay.
Right? So we chose to name the party the Libertarian Party.
And you think that was a mistake?
It might have been a big mistake, because a lot of people hear that, and it doesn't immediately mean anything to them. Like, you can hear a word and say you know nothing about it. If you pick the right word, people know what it means.
That's a good point.
And, you know, and at one time, Republican and Democrat meant something. So I think that, you know, people of their, you know, if you ask somebody what a Democrat meant, at maybe at one point in history, they might be able to tell you that they're for the people. They want every vote to count. They want non-landowners to have votes too, you know, things like that. Democratic decision on issues, whereas a Republican would be, you know, less for that and more for a republic, you know, the way things sort of are now. I don't know. I mean, Libertarian, it describes the party better.
Not really. Not to somebody who's brand new. And I sort of agree with you, David. And when I was a newer Libertarian, I thought, well, this is fine. There's nothing wrong with Libertarian as a word. But wouldn't it make more sense if it was the Liberty Party
or the Freedom Party?
Yeah.
Liberty sounds like an improvement by itself. Yeah, I ran for a state representative in my state under the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they either had a bad association with the word, they weren't quite sure why, but they just didn't like it. They had some bad image about the party in their head.
Well, a lot of people believe it's liberal.
Right.
A lot of people
sound like liberal.
Right.
Yeah, and I probably would have done a lot better if I'd run as Democrat, for example.
You may very well have. Now, Mark, did you have some more statistics from that Gallup poll?
You know, just to back up what he just said, for those that were in categories liberal, moderate, or conservative,
people who self-identified as
self-identified,
that?
Then they were asked to pick another category to self-identify with. Conservatives picked libertarian 9% of the time.
Hmm.
Moderates picked libertarian 10% of the time.
Okay.
And liberals, progressive, picked it 15% of the time.
Interesting.
So I would say that, you know, over 9, you're talking more than a 50% increase from conservative to liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that to back up what's being said here is all of these people are confused as to what a libertarian is.
Sure.
But all of them hear liberal, and all of them identify, libertarian as liberal. And consequently, you have a more than 50% increase in the liberal identifying as libertarian category.
But so, David, I mean, we all sort of are agreeing that the term libertarian is problematic, And right. I think the Libertarian Party, I remember seeing it in the Libertarian Party news a few years ago. There was a question that they said, well, should we change the name of the party? And, of course, a lot of people wrote in saying, yes, we should, and made some of the similar suggestions we had. But nothing ever came of it. Do you feel like anything is going to change with the name of the party? Or is it just going to be a point of contention, a point of debate for the next 20 years, and nothing's going to happen?
I don't think you're going to see a national change of the party name, but what you might be able to do is get one or two states to pick a name that might work for marketing purposes and see if it's successful.
I think that's probably a good idea. You can't expect the change to happen at a national level, but for instance, I know the New Hampshire Libertarian Party has essentially rebuffed the national party. I guess there's some sort of funding issue or something like that where they basically said, look, we don't want your money. We're going to do our own thing. Now, to be fair, the New Hampshire Libertarian Party is just as dismal as the rest of the Libertarian parties across the country. Some of them are doing better than others. I think the Indiana Party is pretty strong. They're actually doing fairly well. But really, I agree with you. Let's create another party or something like that, maybe a competing party. I mean, at this point, would it really hurt so much to have a secondary competing pro-liberty party out there?
I don't think I'd want to compete. I would just try to make it like a sub-party. So it's officially, it's part of it. But just for marketing purposes, you change what you put on the ballot. You change what you put on the ballot, change what you call yourself in that state. So you could even throw the name of the state in for your party. So it would sound really good to the people in that state.
Of course, then again, we've seen in the past election, one candidate who is a libertarian, ran as a Democrat, and won. So really, I guess another question is, should we even bother running as libertarians anymore?
Yeah, well, the thing is, you have to spend quite a bit of money to get nominated by one of the major parties. And that's
you didn't have to spend quite a bit of money. Here in New Hampshire,
and libertarians have spent quite a bit of money to get elected and still not done very well.
Right, libertarians spend quite a bit of money to get on the ballot, get petitions signed. This is New Hampshire. I mean, the size of the districts that you're running for state house are very, very small. You're talking maybe 3,000 people in a district.
That's good there. We have to spend like $1,000 just to get the nomination.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, $1,000 is going to buy you some flyers, some yard signs. Here in New Hampshire, if we had the $400,000 that Michael Badnarik had, we could have elected several people. So.
Really?
It's all in good time. Well, hopefully we'll figure something out. And I hope somebody takes the initiative on this and does something differently. Because if you're doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, isn't that called insanity, Mark?
Well, it's the popular definition of insanity.
David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. So do something different. If what you're doing isn't working and you try it again and it still doesn't work, maybe it's time to consider a different approach. Which is one of the reasons why the Free Stater won this year. Because he did something differently. And it worked. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Matt's coming up in Illinois. He's got a cop story for us. Your calls as well about anything. Here's your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's right. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the listener map. We've got people from all around the world, over 1,700 of our listeners that have added themselves to said listener map, and you can as well. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to be a part of it, or just to scroll around and see who might else be listening to Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. Hey, get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to relate a story to you. It happened to me about 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college at the University of Illinois, I was delivering pizzas to get to college, to work through college.
Good for you.
And we actually delivered to the housing project down there, and we actually delivered to it. We were like the only pizza place delivered to it.
Okay.
One day I go out there, and I find the apartment that I'm supposed to go to, and I knock on the door, and nobody's home, and suddenly this guy come up from behind me, and he labels me in the mouth. He hits me, bam,
oh, no.
Square in the mouth, spins me around, and takes my pizza.
Oh, jeez.
I was waiting for him to try to rob me, and he didn't produce a knife or a gun or anything, but he just kind of stared at me for a couple of seconds, and he takes off with his pizza, and his girlfriend was with him, and she takes off behind him. And I look down, and I look, and there's blood all over my shirt. My shirt is soaked in blood. Blood is dripping down to my shoes. I got a big hole in my mouth. So I'm sitting there, wondering what the hell to do.
Sure.
And this woman opened her door across the way, and she sees me, and she gives me some paper towels, and I says, do you have a phone? Can I use your phone? call the police. And she says, well, they turned off my phone. So she didn't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I wiped myself off, and I got into my car, and I started driving to the hospital. And I see a cop coming up the opposite way, and I stopped my car, and I honked it, and I got out, and I run up to the cop car, and he stops, and he looks at me, and I tell him what happens, and I'm standing there bleeding all over. And he looks at me, and he goes, well, you know, I got a prisoner I'm transporting. I can't really do nothing about it right now, but you go to the hospital, and I'll send somebody down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the hospital, get stitched up, and they send this woman cop down there. She asked me a bunch of questions. I tell her what happened. And it just seemed like nothing ever got done. It seems like they didn't really care.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. I don't know why they didn't. Why it seems like they didn't care, but it seemed like that.
I wonder how many Americans feel like, you know, their police don't care about them. I wonder just how many of the public that have dealt with the police that entrust, you know, that entrust them to protect and serve them just don't think they care much.
Maybe they get jaded. Maybe after so many years, you know, the cops get jaded. Maybe when they're rookies, they're in there and they think they're going to do something good, and then after a while they just see the world as it is or as it appears to be, and they get cynical. I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I mean, maybe they look at it as, oh, it's a $10 pizza. But it wasn't just that. It was
my lip.
Your lip. It was your pride, you know. You were robbed. I mean, that's a big deal. But the cops don't, I mean, really, why? It goes back to what we were saying in hour number one. Where's their incentive to care? They're going to get paid whether or not they take the report. They're going to get paid whether or not they follow up. And they're going to get paid whether or not they catch the crooks.
And it seemed to me at the time, I didn't think about it much at the time. I was thinking about it because of the story of this poor woman. And, you know, they came and they showed me a bunch of pictures. Of about 1,000 mugshots. Of course, I couldn't identify anybody.
Sure, it was probably dark.
It wasn't dark. It's just,
They robbed you in pure daylight?
Well, it was in a hallway. The hallway was dimly lit, but
gotcha.
I suppose it was a little darker. But you know, it's just what could be done. I don't know that anything could necessarily be done.
It's got to be just nuts to look through a book of 1,000, 10,000 pictures. I don't know how many known assailants. And this was in a college. You were delivering to a college.
No.
It was actually in town, in the town of Champaign.
Well, it was an area of town where no other pizza delivery place would deliver. This was a very bad part of town.
I got the impression that it was a college campus. And the guy just took the pizza. He didn't take his money.
Right.
And Andy stood there and looked at him, which says to me that this was a guy who has never done this before and wasn't really trying to rob you as much as he just wanted the pizza, and he thought he'd... Well, I don't know, I'll hit him and take his pizza. Mm-hmm. And like it was a very spur-of-the-moment crime, and then he was just shocked by what he saw with the blood running down your face.
Maybe.
I mean, that's just what I see.
Yeah, well, I wonder how... You said it was Champaign, Illinois? Is that where it was?
Yes, Champaign, Illinois.
Now, Illinois, as we understand it, is one of the most restrictive states when it comes to gun rights, when it comes to your supposed right to be able to bear arms. You really don't have that right in the state of Illinois. Now, can you imagine how different the situation might be there if, for instance, you were allowed to, say, carry a weapon and your pizza delivery guys, the entire pizza company, was armed. And you think the criminals would find that out? You think the criminals might be a little more choosy about who they rob? Maybe they'd leave that particular pizza company alone? Whoa, you don't want to go against Domino's. They're armed. Do you think that would have made a difference?
Actually, it was Domino's.
Really?
Yeah, it was Domino's Pizza. That's who I worked for. You know, I'm pretty sure that probably would have made a difference. I think they would have known if we were packing. I don't think the guy would have wanted to take that chance.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
you
at the very least, in that circumstance, it's a higher level of commitment. I mean, God hopes this doesn't happen, but you know, if you're carrying a gun, he knows he has to come with a gun or better in order to get your pizza. So he's going to shoot you for your pizza rather than hit you in the mouth for it, which...
That raises the stakes.
It raises the stakes a great deal. I mean, now instead of just, you know, hitting a guy, he's killed him.
Mm-hmm. Over a pizza.
Over a pizza.
Right. And since I was standing with my with my back to him when he hit me, and I didn't even know he was there. It took me totally by surprise.
Oh, right.
He would have been able to get a shot off in my head before I could have done anything about it.
Sure would have, but at the same time, I mean, it would have required the guy to be very serious about taking your pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you made it out alive, Matt. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that was just it. I just, you know, the whole, like I said, this poor woman that got raped, and they didn't take her seriously, and it seems like they didn't take me seriously at that point in time.
Why bother? Who cares? I mean, the only time they take a crime really seriously is when it's one of those murders of somebody's family, and it makes it, you know, hits the news, and so then they have to take it seriously. But something like you, your story, very rare that story is going to hit the news, though some pizza dudes getting robbed have hit the news in the past. But really, when you've got that sort of emotional tie where the community is going to be behind it, then they'll get behind it. And the situation where you can definitely count on the cops to be Johnny on the spot is when, of course, another cop gets killed or hurt. Then they investigate like there's no tomorrow. Those cops will be working overtime, 24-hour shifts, investigating who the murderer was and going after them. So, yeah, if you kill a cop or rob a cop, you better believe you're going to get investigated. But other people, they just tend to shrug them off, and it's really sad. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Am I right about that, Mark? Who gets the most importance placed upon their crime investigation?
You know, the fact that I was thinking, as you were saying that, the fact that they even have a term like a big case shows that there's small cases.
There's a priority.
Yeah, there's room for priority, and
if the police were being funded on a voluntary basis, can you imagine how it would change this problem? If the police were getting paid based upon performance, getting paid based upon customers deciding that they wanted to use their services, in that if they were bad with customers, if their customer service stunk, if people weren't satisfied, then they wouldn't get as many customers anymore, and their business would be hurt, just like every other business in the world. But no, they're a bureaucracy. They get funded whether or not they perform. And that's wrong. More on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Thepacket8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. Well, we give away more than they charge for at freetalklive.com. All the features you'll find there, completely free. And one way you can help support the show, if you like the fact that we give away those features, is by buying some stuff. There's two places. One, the Free Talk Live store. At store.freetalklive.com, you'll get DVD classic archive sets, the Free Marketeer flag. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like shirts, a couple different shirts. There's a variety of hats there available as well. Very high quality merchandise. This isn't crap. I think you're going to be very pleased with this merchandise.
I'm pleased with mine.
I was shocked. I mean, I was told it was going to be good. I was sort of, yeah, we'll see about this. But really, it is nice. Store.freetalklive.com to place your order for Free Talk Live stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to do the rest of your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com for everything you might need to buy in life. Everything from, you know, pills to pop, you know, like something for your bathroom cabinet. They sell that stuff at Amazon. So they sell everything from little stuff all the way up to furniture, big electronic devices, all for sale there at amazon.freetalklive.com, including their grocery store. 35 categories of products, great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their products. And the best part is, when you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of the sale goes to benefit Free Talk Live. So, amazon.freetalklive.com. To the email box from Nicholas. He says, since we were talking about cops a moment ago, I figured this was appropriate. He says, after listening to Jim on Saturday Night Show, I'm sickened. I'm a responsible drug user. I smoke cigarettes on weekends when I have a few beers with friends. I don't smoke or drink to excess. I used to smoke marijuana once every few weeks until I got arrested. When I did get arrested, they attempted to help me. They helped me into the back of a police car. They then helped me into a courtroom. They helped me into a drug counseling clinic, and they helped me out of hundreds of my hard-earned dollars.
Well, that helps you learn a lesson.
The drug counseling clinic was a sad excuse for a support group, and I have no reason to believe that my experience there was in any way unique. The counselor was an ex-drug user who basically told the group that they weren't responsible for their actions. In fact, this is part of the 12-step program. According to Penn & Teller's excellent television show, BS, they did an entire half hour about 12-step programs. And one of the tenets, as I understood it, of the 12-step program is that I just wasn't in control of myself. It was the chemicals that was controlling me. I don't have responsibility.
Well, how come the 12-step program is successful?
It's not.
Okay. Well, it's more successful than a lot of programs.
No, you are believing the hype, my friend. Have you seen the episode?
I haven't seen that episode.
Okay,
no.
As I recall, the success level of the 12-step program is no better than quitting cold turkey.
Hmm.
So go and do the research. There's a lot of hype around 12-step. As you might imagine, it's kind of like the government's golden boy program. You know, when you get in trouble, you go to a 12-step.
Well, I think that's a problem because one of the tenets is that the only requirement for membership in the 12-step program is the desire to stop using. When the government mandates that you go, you don't qualify for membership and shouldn't be there.
And, of course, there's the whole Jesus component, which is another problem.
I'm not
mind.
So sure that it's entirely Jesus-oriented.
Yeah.
It just says that it,
no, you it need to watch says, that episode.
Well, you know, some groups are going to be more Jesus-oriented than others. I've been to plenty of 12-step programs, and I've got to say that I don't see that.
The counselor was an ex-drug user who basically told the group they weren't responsible for their actions and then asked them to tell their sad stories without ever having to take any responsibility for their actions because drug use and alcoholism is a sickness. I tried very hard not to get in the way of his teachings and remained quite quiet for much of the time, but when he would directly ask me questions like, did I drink or use drugs when I was alone, angry, sad, anxious, or just to forget life, I had to tell him no. I drank for fun.
Yeah.
With friends. I smoked pot with friends, too. For fun. When we had the spare time. I don't think he ever believed me. But after a few weeks,
it's not his job to believe you. He's a drug counselor. He's supposed to believe that you have a big problem.
After a few weeks, he decided I no longer needed his help. He was supposed to write a letter to the court saying that I had finished, but I should have known that I shouldn't trust this poor man with any responsibilities, since he can't trust himself. I found out about a year later that there was a warrant out for my arrest, because he hadn't written his letter.
Oh,
when I had to spend a night in jail for trespassing. Do I blame any drugs for this? No. Do I blame myself? Yes. Do I blame silly drug prohibition for this? Absolutely. And did the prohibitions help me in any way? No. I just now drink on the few occasions when I would have smoked marijuana. And I don't care if you read my name, it's all public record. And then he goes on to give his name, which I won't bother doing. But thank you for the call, Nicholas Record. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, that's just dead wrong is what that is.
That wasn't a call, it was an email. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. You know, Mark, last night we were talking about the Michael Badnarik campaign towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we sort of ran out of time. We sort of threw it in at the last moment. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it as much as I might have liked to.
Really?
And also having the chance to reflect on some of the things you've said and read some posts over at Third Party Watch, I believe it is. There's an article posted about it there where all of these sort of HammerOfTruth.com regulars have come to, since HammerOfTruth.com is sort of non-existent at the moment. Anyway, so they were a lot of people were trashing on Alan Hacker, the Badnarik campaign manager, the guy who wrote an email, just a recap. He wrote an email yesterday or the day before begging people for more cash after he bilked them out of $400,000.
He wasn't begging. He was basically pointing out what a great idea it would be to donate to the campaign that's already lost,
mm-hmm.
and that Michael Badnarik is on the hook for something like $65,000 already due to, I guess, Mr. Hacker's poor management. That's all I can guess.
Yes.
That's all I can guess. If somebody can tell me different, I would love to hear it. But
well, we'd love to know exactly how poorly the campaign was managed.
I would really.
But Mr.
Like
Hacker
that.
Refuses to open the books.
Well, and that's sort of the last thing is if you guys donate $65,000, he's off the hook. If you donate $200,000, I get paid.
Yeah. Great. Well, he's been getting paid. He just gets paid the rest of what he is supposedly owed. And so this guy sent out this long, rambling email about how we're all supposed to feel sorry for them because they spent more than they earned. Because they spent more than they had coming in, to the tune of, as you said, $65,000
plus.
Well,
you know, if he spent all his money on fundraising and he got a percentage of fundraising, that only makes sense. That's what he was motivated to do. He wasn't really motivated to win. Mm-hmm. He wasn't motivated, or maybe he didn't think he could. He wasn't motivated to place advertising with the money.
He was getting paid on salary.
He was getting
$5,000 a month.
So he got
imagine $5,000 a month for campaign managing?
I don't know. I don't know, but it seems to me that $5,000—you'd have to pay me $5,000 a month to manage your campaigns.
Is that
full
right?
Time.
Well, yeah. I've managed campaigns for free. Well, full time, I don't know about that, but I mean, full time, you can.
He was running for the House of Representatives.
How about $30,000? I mean, really, it seems like he was charging an awful lot for that.
I don't think so.
Fielding phone calls and making a few buys of.
Look, I mean,
billboards.
He's a successful consultant. I don't know anything.
The
only thing I'm telling you is that $5,000 a month is not a lot. I mean, I was getting paid that before I came to work for Free Talk Live.
Anyway, so I had a few other thoughts.
Now I get paid crap.
I had a few other thoughts. He brags in the email about how he's this business consultant and he consults with multi-million-dollar businesses. In fact, on the Third Party Watch page, he brags about how he's put together multi-million-dollar businesses himself, and that it's no big deal for him to put together these big operations. Well, if that's the case, and you're so talented, Mr. Hacker, why don't you own up to your mistakes as a miserable campaign manager and fish in your pockets and pay off the debt personally? Why don't you do the right thing? You're the one that screwed it up. You're the one that spent too much, so you should be the one who's responsible for paying it off, not Michael Badnarik. He wasn't the one handling the cash. Anyway, also, based on another Libertarian's post at Third Party Watch, Thomas Knapp, he pointed out that his wife essentially has said at this point, because you had said this is going to hurt the Libertarian Party, and I blew it off. Now, Thomas Knapp's kind of a big-name Libertarian amongst the Libertarian circles, and he says his wife, who controls the pocketbook,
in his household,
okay. Has essentially said no more contributions to Libertarian campaigns after this. So I think you actually may have been onto something, Mark, in that, you know, this may have some ramifications. This may hurt other Libertarian campaigns. It did hurt other Libertarian campaigns in 2006 because they took a lot of campaign contributions from people that normally would have contributed to their local campaigns but didn't because they thought Badnarik had a chance at winning.
Now's the time for the Libertarian Party to change their name to the Freedom Party. This is a great time to rebrand.
Great time to rebrand, and if you're worried about people spending your money in poor ways, a great time to look at the Free Talk Live AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. More's on the way. Hour 3 coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Is global warming for real? We'll check it out coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. The idea.